What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, August 16th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to put you on the air with your comments and questions. And so let's just get right on into it now here. Starting with the war zones. And there are so many of them over there. Apparently, the militant propaganda in Syria is really cranking up ahead of the battle for Idlib, because pretty much Idlib is going to be the end of this war. There may still be some pockets of resistance that are going to have to be dealt with, but Idlib is the last major stronghold, and ISIS is out there trying to attack positions of the Syrian Arab Army and its allies. And again, it's all centered on that Al-Tayyum oil field that ISIS was basically plundering, smuggling over the border to Turkey here. So they're estimating that there are about 1,000 members of ISIS in the Homs Deir Ezzor Desert. And according to some sources, in the U.S. zone of responsibility, which is what the U.S. set up for itself, it's about 1,000 members. So they're not going to do very well. This is all but over. And of course, once it's over, the U.S. doesn't really have a reason to stay in Syria, although they're insisting they must stay in Syria because ISIS and Al-Qaeda could come back. No, I'm pretty sure the Syrian government and Russia can handle that. Now, apparently, ahead of this major battle that's coming on up, Moscow basically got the Kurds to step on in and join the Syrian Arab Army. Russia and Turkey are going to cooperate. So they're all coming together into this force. This is going to be a major, major battle. And again, it signals the end of the Syrian war. Now, up in Ukraine, the OSCE has published a video showing cargo trucks on the Russian Federation side of the border with the Donetsk People's Republic. Now, the video doesn't show that there's any military markings on the truck, but that hasn't stopped Ukraine from screaming, "It's proof of military aggression. It's proof of military aggression." And the Russian military analyst, Boris Rosin, basically says, "It's worth noting that, as usual, this evidence once again lacks any facts," and showing military vehicles and equipment, which as always does not show up in the satellite images and is apparently shy. The Americans on this account say they have videos but will not show them to anybody because they're a secret. We're just supposed to take the word of the U.S. government. We have the evidence. I have a list of the names of communists, for those of you old enough to remember Joseph McCarthy here. So down in Yemen, things are really, really bad. They're getting worse. And over at Information Clearinghouse, they had an article with a title that gets right to the heart of the issue. "I don't remember voting for U.S. bombs to murder little kids in Yemen." And here we have Saudi Arabia that went on in and blew up a school bus in the middle of a marketplace. No combatants present, all civilians, all non-combatants. Now, that raises an interesting question. Donald Trump launched two cruise missile attacks into Syria because Assad supposedly was murdering people with chemical weapons. As it turned out, hadn't really happened. But isn't it time for somebody to bomb Saudi Arabia for all of these war crimes? Because that's what they are. When you target a school bus full of kids, when you kill more than 50 children, along with market goers standing around there, that's a war crime. Now, as you know, there's a little bit of a tension, if you will, over in Turkey over the arrest of this American pastor. And it's being portrayed in the corporate media that this is, you know, an assault against Christianity and, you know, let's get the Crusades going again here. But apparently this pastor, Andrew Brunson, has been revealed to be CIA's chief in Turkey, using the guise of being a pastor as a cover. In other words, he's a not officially covered asset inside Turkey. There's two kinds of spies when you're dealing with a foreign country. And those are the spies that everybody knows are spies, and they're usually attached to the embassy, and they'll have official titles like cultural chief, but everybody knows that they're there. And if they're caught breaking the rules, they basically get PNG'd and sent back home here. Then there are the not officially covered spies, the ones that everybody hopes nobody knows are there. And it appears that this pastor may have been one. So his arrest had nothing to do with Christianity and everything to do with espionage or sabotage here. But it's brought relations between the U.S. and Turkey to the breaking point, and the indications are they are going to break. Turkey is clearly pivoting away from the United States. And one indicator of that is that Russia is getting ready to open a Black Sea ferry line reaching from Crimea to Turkey. And this is, again, taking some of the traffic load off of that bridge Russia built. Crimea and Turkey are going to be getting along just fine. They're going to have the ferry. And apparently they've completed the negotiations with the freight shipping agents. And this ferry line will be open this fall, which is just a month or two away. We're getting to the end of summer here. Over in Gaza, even though Israel has reopened the sole commercial crossing yesterday, it's been a month without essential supplies getting into Gaza. Businesses have shut down for lack of raw materials. The hospitals are having to run only part-time because they're out of fuel. Apparently, they have run out of chemotherapy in Gaza for their cancer patients. And apparently, Hamas has been observing a unilateral ceasefire, even though Israel bombed more than 150 sites across Gaza last week, Wednesday and Thursday, killing a pregnant woman, her toddler daughter, and destroying a prominent cultural center. Meanwhile, last Friday, during the protests along the Gaza border, three Palestinians were wounded by the IDF here. So, now, the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, basically had an interview with the Associated Press and basically said this whole idea of anti-Semitism was invented to prevent criticism of Jews who do wrong things. And he's saying we're seeing this one race, this one religion that cannot be criticized no matter what they do. And if you remember, Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! Had this former member of the Knesset who came on the show and admitted, yeah, it's just a trick to get people to shut up about what Israel's been doing. And you need to go back and read the history of just how the Anti-Defamation League came into being. Because it was involving a Jewish businessman and a murdered girl. And the businessman was tried in a court of law and convicted for the crime. And the state's governor, also Jewish, issued a pardon almost immediately, at which point the convicted murderer was lynched. And the ADL was created basically, as this Prime Minister of Malaysia is saying, to prevent people from criticizing Jews who do wrong things. Okay, we've got a phone call waiting on the line. Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. Please kind of keep it short today.
I will. That was the first thing I was going to say. I'm keeping it very short. I have only one appeal. To all you Americans who have money to spend on vacations, please keep it at home in the U.S. Do not go to any of the ostentatious, sleazy Arab countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, or any of those that are engaged in killing the innocent children. And furthermore, do not even come to Canada and spend your money here. Canada has been a parasite on the U.S. for a couple of centuries. Keep your money at home. Protect yourselves and protect your own economic interests. And that's all I've got to say today.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And of course, again, Layla will be our third hour guest next Wednesday, because as many people have noticed in the emails they've sent on in, she has a wealth of historical information that I think we all need to hear. So, Layla, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now empty again. Here's a good example of why you shouldn't live in a fantasy world. And apparently, there was this millennial couple who decided to go on a bicycle expedition over there in the Stan areas. And they did it specifically to prove that humans in general are kind. And they ran into trouble when they got to Tajikistan, which is a country with a known terrorist threat. And they were riding their bikes through the country when a car rammed them. And five men got out of the car and stabbed the couple to death, along with two other cyclists, one from Switzerland and the other from the Netherlands. Now, in theory, most people are kind and good. But there are extremists out there. And you do need to just evaluate that threat on a realistic basis. I understand they tried to do something symbolic to say the world, you know, can be peaceful. It really didn't work on out. And I feel sorry for the families involved here. Okay, now, Vladimir Putin has sent a telegram to Kim Jong-un inviting North Korea to boost ties. So again, the more the U.S. throws its weight around, the more they try and bully other countries, the more they're driving those countries out of the U.S. sphere of influence and into alignment with Russia and China. Now, interestingly enough, in an article that came out of North Korea News, Moon Jae-in is quoted as saying that inter-Korean cooperation will bring true liberation. And he's saying that North-South economic initiatives could raise $150 billion over the next 30 years. They're going to do it. They're going to reunify. They're already hooking back up all the roads and the rail lines across the DMZ. It's going to be a big mess trying to clean that DMZ up because of all the landmines buried there. They're going to reunify. And then Kim Jong-un won't need nuclear weapons. And if South Korea follows North Korea into closer relationships with Russia, then the U.S. blew this one. They lost this one, too. They're not doing very well over there. But yeah, once they reunify, Kim Jong-un can get rid of his nuclear weapons. The U.S. will have absolutely no reason to go into North Korea. They will have lost this villain that they wag at us to keep us all scared, throwing our money at the military-industrial complex. Now, turning to our domestic politics, the Me Too movement really took off. Women are coming on out and saying, oh, Me Too, I was harassed, I was abused, I was this, I was that. And now it's backfiring rather horribly on the liberals, because the Democratic National Committee said it is reviewing allegations against its deputy chair, Representative Keith Ellison. 3 days ago, he was accused of physically and verbally abusing his ex-girlfriend. Now, this is a classic example of hoisting with your own petard. And that's exactly what has happened here. So that one didn't work out all that well here. Okay, article that came out of Zero Hedge, and it's talking basically about this nationwide anti-Trump editorial blitz. Apparently, the editorials all come out tomorrow. It's all synchronized. It was started by the Boston Globe. They've got 350 newspapers are going to come out with this article. Just say, Trump is a threat to free press. And, you know, he doesn't respect freedom of speech. Well, first of all, I think this counts as collusion between the Boston Globe and all these other newspapers. But Trump isn't against free speech. He's against corporate media that is being less than truthful to the American people. And so are all of us. That's why we're here in the independent media. What we're seeing is the corporate media is now throwing a tantrum. They finally realized they can't control what Americans are thinking. And they're out there screaming their vitriol at Donald Trump. They've launched a major war against the independent media because we make them look bad. We keep putting out the truth to undermine their lies. And lying is what they're paid to do. So, anyway. Now, as you know, over at the Mueller, I guess we can still call it an investigation, they're still trying to get Trump to sit down for a face-to-face meeting. They're trying to lay a perjury trap or basically just goad him into losing his temper and saying something that Mueller can say, oh, this proves all the allegations about obstruction of justice and so forth. And his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is saying, this is not really a good idea because it's obvious this is a Hail Mary pass from Mueller. And interestingly enough, Jeff Sessions came out a while back when people were asking why there wasn't a special counsel looking into Hillary Clinton. And Sessions said, well, there has to be actual evidence of a crime before you can have a special counsel. But there's been no evidence of collusion. And the way Mueller's special counsel was set up didn't even conform to the requirements of the law, where there has to be a previous normal Department of Justice investigation before they go off on this fishing trip. But Giuliani is saying that they're looking to quash the subpoena because there has been no evidence in 19 months of this so-called investigation. And they're saying they will fight this subpoena all the way to the Supreme Court. So there's going to be a fight there. By the way, Manafort's case has gone to the jury. Everybody's waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen with that one. Donald Trump is out there once again saying that there's no credibility to this Russia investigation. It's all gone. And he's absolutely right. 18 months, untold millions of dollars, they found nothing. All they had was the Christopher Steele dossier, which was a big pile of Hillary-funded bovine excrement. That's all they had. It's all they've got. So they're thrashing around. They're trying to basically drag this out to November so the Democrats can campaign on it here. Meanwhile, according to Philip Giraldi, in an interview with Sputnik, said that Russiagate proponent Bill Browder should be in jail. He definitely committed financial crimes in Russia. Russia does want to talk to him about that. But this guy, he's not what you would consider to be an honorable person. And Browder established this Hermitage Capital Management and basically apparently scammed a $230 million rebate from the Russian state treasury, for which his company was raided by Russian officials. Okay, now, Brennan is out there again screaming about his revoked security clearance and saying it's an attack on free speech. Well, Mr. Brennan, as I understand a security clearance, anything covered by that security clearance is not supposed to be talked about freely anyway. More when we come back from these words from our sponsors. Oh.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, Republic Broadcasting is standing there, hands outstretched, little collection plate there. We need your help. We're in a war. You can see it right in front of you. It's broken out into the open. The corporate media, the government, the special interests, they want to shut us down. Because they want to go back to that wonderful little world where they could tell you any lie at all and you would just happily believe them. Vaccines are safe. GMOs are good for you. Glyphosate doesn't cause cancer. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Spain blew up the USS Maine. And the independent media has taken that away from them. So if you can help out and Republic Broadcasting really does need it, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call on in with a debit or credit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. Extension 1 during normal business hours, extension 3 at all other time. So the network thanks you. Okay, we're getting on back here to John Brennan, who's out there screaming about his revoked security clearance and how it's an attack on free speech. And as I pointed on out, you're not supposed to talk about the stuff covered by that security clearance. Did Brennan just admit he's one of the big leakers? Now, I'm sure if Brennan gets hired back into some government position, his security clearance can be reactivated. But this is just another way to scream and cry about Donald Trump here. And here's where it gets a little bizarre. Democrats are rushing to back Brennan. They're all lining on up and saying, you know, Brennan's a good guy. He's, you know, he's a man of honor. And, you know, Donald Trump shouldn't have pulled his clearance. And Representative Adam Schiff, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, said that in adding John Brennan to his enemies list, Trump demonstrates again how deeply insecure and vindictive he is. Now, when I had a security clearance, which was really a long time ago, I didn't get to keep it. You know, it was nowhere near as high as Brennan's, as I'm sure. Actually, it was kind of low down, but it was still a security clearance. And when I stopped doing the work I was working on, the clearance was revoked. Now, Fox News had a little graphic up earlier today about the other people that Trump is considering revoking their security clearance. There was a face obviously not there. And that is, of course, Hillary Clinton. And I would like to know, does she actually still have her security clearance, especially after James Comey admitted on TV she's very careless with classified information, if not being treasonous? Does she still have her security clearance? And if so, why isn't she on the list to have that clearance revoked? There's something funny going on here. Now, what's really ironic about all these Democrats lining up to defend John Brennan is he was spying on them. They should be very angry with him because apparently Brennan was leading the investigation for leaks from the Obama administration. And now these people that Brennan was clearly spying on, now they're standing by him and say, oh, yes, Trump is bad. Brennan's good. So a war of words is continuing. And according to Ray McGovern, in an interview over at Consortium News, he's saying there may be more trouble for John Brennan, that he may be facing some legal problems because of things that he has done. Now, getting on back to Omarosa, she's still trying to create a mountain out of a molehill, and MSNBC, she was on MSNBC, and this time she had another recording. This one was Lara Trump, the wife of Eric Trump, and apparently after Omarosa was fired from the White House, Lara Trump offered her job, which was a very, very nice thing to do. And Omarosa came on in with her recording of Lara Trump offering her the job and played it like it was a new bombshell. And it was a dud. Even the people on MSNBC said it was a dud. Now, I have a question. Who else did Omarosa record? And I have to wonder if there are people out there who are concerned that they themselves were recorded surreptitiously by Omarosa. And if she and those recordings might, in fact, pose a threat. She's flinging those things around with wild and reckless abandon. That makes Omarosa a liability. And liabilities don't stay around too long in Washington, D.C. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
Kurds.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Omarosa, who met Trump during Celebrity Apprentice, and then he hired her as an advisor, and then he fired her. And now she's out there peddling her new book and making all these kind of allegations, which are falling apart. And the claim that somebody who was a producer on Celebrity Apprentice told her there was a tape of Trump using the N-word has now come on out and said, no, there's no such thing. It's not there. And her book tour apparently is not going very well. She has just rubbed everybody the wrong way. Now, Omarosa could be in trouble. In Washington, D.C., it operates under what's called the one-party consent law for wiretapping. Every state is different, so you need to be aware of the rules. Basically, it is legal to record a conversation as long as one party knows it's being recorded, which in this case would be Omarosa. So she's not going to be prosecuted for breaking the wiretapping law. But it is known that some of the recordings she did make were inside the White House Situation Room, which is a no devices area. So there might actually be an espionage, a Title 18 violation right there. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, to add to things that she can't explain when she's trying to paint Donald Trump as a racist, I just found out yesterday that I guess Donald Trump had dated for a while a model by the name of Kara Young. And okay. She's a very light-skinned black, and the relationship was a good relationship. But at the same time, he was also dating Melania and had decided to go that direction. So it's kind of hard to paint that picture of somebody being a racist and hating black people when you're actually dating
yes.
one.
Yeah, and here's what's really interesting, and maybe this is the reason Omarosa is doing what she's doing. Apparently, the latest polls are showing that Trump's approval with black voters is on its way up. It's hit 36%. And I think with Hispanics, it's approaching 30%. These are demographic groups that the Democrats are counting on to take the House in November.
You know, Michael, we don't see it too much these days. I know back in the 70s and 80s, we saw defamation of character lawsuits out there. When you said something, you had to have some kind of evidence to back up what you say. You just can't say things that to defame somebody. And I actually tell you the truth, I'd like to see a big push for more defamation of character lawsuits, because it seems to be something that's not pushed any further these days. And you can say whatever you want. You can harm somebody's reputation, and you walk away scot-free. The truth, I think we need to make an example out of some of these people.
Well, I would agree with you on that, but of course, that's what Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig are facing, is a defamation lawsuit for implying that the supposed parents of the victims of Sandy Hook were liars. And, of course, if you remember that one video of the guy who was supposed to be the father who just lost his child, and he walks out of the building, and he's laughing and smiling and joking, and then you can see him just go through that actor's exercise to work his way on down to where he's looking shocked and traumatized. And maybe the reason Alex Jones is being targeted specifically, not solely, but specifically, is the prosecution's lawyers are getting a sense the jury is not buying the government's case here. And if the jury comes back and acquits Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig, it's going to be a big, huge story. And the government's not going to want that to get out. We'll get it out there. We'll get it out there if that's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. I think the day in court could be a good thing for us, and that the truth comes out and show these facts. You're right. Show that video to say, is this normal behavior for somebody supposedly lost their child? It's not. And no. Crisis actors that were in the and the exercise actors, sign in here, and that the school was actually shut down years earlier for asbestos and other things. And I talked to another person, Paul Preston. He said as he works in the school system, he said he found absolutely no records whatsoever for maintenance orders for that school. Now, I don't know about you. Kids tear up a lot of things. There's always maintenance orders, things that have to be fixed in a school.
Yes.
Zero maintenance orders, which proves the fact that that school was a non-functioning school. That school was closed.
Yes, it was. Yep. I mean, for one thing, there was mold all over the place. You know, children would not be allowed into an environment like that because of the health issues. As Wolfgang himself pointed on out, there were stairs that were missing steps. There were handrails that were missing bits and pieces. None of that would be allowed in a functioning school.
Exactly. That's it, Mike. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to Omarosa, very interesting article out of 12160.info. Basically saying that there are surveys being taken among black Americans how they feel about Omarosa, and black Americans view her as a two-bit opportunist, a racial sellout, ego-driven hustler. So she's not doing very well out there, and like I said earlier, it doesn't look like her book tour is working out. Nobody's buying her book. I certainly have no intentions to buy it myself. Okay, looks like we have another caller on the line. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay.
You're on the air.
You know, with all these sexual scandals in the Catholic Church, Don't you think it's about time that the federal government has some hearings on Capitol Hill and maybe even take away the Catholic Church 501c3 exemption?
501c3. There's a problem, though, and that is the fact that we have that First Amendment. And I'm sure the Catholic lawyers would come back and say, you're picking specifically on us, and that's unconstitutional. So what would have to happen is for Congress to basically, pass a law that says all churches of all denominations and all faiths, blah, 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 blah. The issue is there are, in fact, laws already on the books. They are simply not being enforced. And that is really the scary part. Now, this one coming out of Pennsylvania, this is just horrific, where we're talking about more than 300 predator priests, and this was this huge grand jury investigation. They've identified more than 1,000 victims, and some of the things these priests were doing, they would make the child gratify them orally and then tell them to rinse their mouths out with holy water. They made one boy pose naked like Jesus, and this is pretty depraved stuff. And the real problem, of course, is the Catholic Church covered it all up, as they always have. And by the way, this story is getting a lot more coverage in the foreign press than in the American corporate media here. But local affiliate Fox 5 interviewed Cardinal Donald Wuerl, who's the Archbishop of Washington, and basically says he's not going to resign. And apparently Wuerl himself is accused of part of the cover-up.
And not only that, though, you have not heard a word from the Vatican or the Pope.
Well, actually, the Vatican just issued a statement. It was just on Fox News. I don't know what they said because I was doing the show here, but apparently the Vatican has come out with something. But this clergy sexual abuse has been epidemic for a huge, huge time. Nobody knows when it started, but even people within the Catholic Church are starting to come on out, because down in Tampa, Florida, at the Epiphany of Our Lord Catholic Church, there's a Latin Mass priest, Father Edwin Palka, who has actually started writing articles in the parish bulletin saying this is a problem, and it really has to stop. Now, he's trying to lay it all off as a symptom of the flood of gay men into the priesthood, and it may be linked. We don't really know, because there's no hard information as to what's really going on. But it has been going on. I mean, if you remember that movie, The Spotlight, there was that documentary about priests who were sexually abusing deaf boys, boys who were born unable to speak and unable to hear, and they used sign language because nobody could understand the sign language when the boys were out there trying to complain here. And so it was a huge mess. Now, interestingly enough, up in Canada, they just took down the statue of their first prime minister because of his links to establishing the residential schools in Canada, where a lot of kids were abused and killed. Then we have what was going on over in Great Britain and Ireland with all those church-run orphanages who were literally selling kids to wealthy Americans to adopt. It's horrible. How do you say that this church or that church or any church represents the supreme moral authority on earth, or represents God's supreme moral authority on earth, when they're doing stuff like this? And again, it's not just the Catholics. It's a big problem with the Catholics. But we had a story on whatreallyhappened.com today about a rabbi who's come forward and said, yeah, it's a problem here as well.
Michael, then answer this question. Do you think these politicians are also complicit, are involved in the situation as well?
I don't know. If you go back and you watch the movie Spotlight, which is based on a true story, it was basically just this idea that all these people had been raised religious, and part of that religious upbringing was you never questioned the nuns, you never questioned the priests, and there was just this huge reluctance to break this story open. Most people just couldn't believe it was going on. And that's what made the spotlight's breaking of the story so important. But now people understand, yeah, this is a reality.
You know, even going back before the spotlight, you had the Franklin Chronicles, which talked about things like this.
Yeah, the Franklin scandal wasn't as closely embedded in the church. Yes, it involved the Boys Town orphanage, but that one was more on the civilian, if you will, side, and did involve children being trafficked, apparently, all the way up to the Bush White House. And there was a documentary made about it. It was scheduled to air on TV, and a bunch of Congress critters called up the channel that was going to air it and said, if you air that, we will write laws that make it impossible for you to stay in business. So the documentary was pulled, and an unknown party bought up the entire production run of VHS copies of that documentary, and of course, they vanished. Fortunately, there was an editing work tape that survived, and you can still find it out there on YouTube that talks about just horrific this scandal was. And it does seem like there's a lot of very sick people out there. And I understand that molesting a child isn't really about the sex. It's about the power statement or the thrill of getting away with something that most society finds to be absolutely repugnant. But still, it's wrong.
I was going to say, wasn't it like 8 years ago at Penn State they had a big scandal?
I don't recall from Penn State. Dusty? Next commercial break, I'll take a look.
Okay. Yeah, because I recall that it was like 8 years ago with Sandusky and the head of the football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he was molesting somewhat older students, which doesn't excuse what he did. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're looking at what's going on with these churches, and some of these kids are just so, so young. And what's right. being done to them forces them to become adults and cheats them of a childhood. And that's that's the real crime.
Right. Well, Michael, thank you very much. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And don't forget about Dennis Hastert. You know, he was a wrestling coach, wasn't he? And he was messing around with, like, it's everywhere. And, Mike, you know, if you think about it, it could be a worldwide ring of shuffling kids around, too, because they got no problem shuffling drugs and weapons worldwide. So, you know, human trafficking is just another part of that, you know.
Well, they think that's what was going on down at the border with Mexico when these adults are coming in with a child and saying, this is my child. And then they do a DNA test and they find out, no, it isn't. There is a concern these children are being brought into the country for sexual trafficking. And it's sick. I view it as absolutely sick. And don't get me wrong, when it comes to consenting adults, I'm a very loosey-goosey kind of guy. Whatever you want to do with your partner and small kitchen appliances and a sheepdog, that's your business. But when it comes to children, I draw the line. I have some very primitive instincts that kick on in regarding the protection of children. And I'm not ashamed of them. Okay, I'm not ashamed of them. And I'm glad to see that effort that came out about 2 weeks ago where they were trying to normalize pedophilia and say, we're just people too, and there's nothing wrong with what we do. They've gone away, so apparently they got the message that, no, America is not ready to accept what they do.
What about instead of No Child Left Behind, hashtag No Child Left Alone? Because, you know, this scandal's been going on a long time with the Catholic Church, you know,
yes.
And I'm Catholic, you know, not like, you know, practicing or anything, but, you know, I was born, you know, raised like that, but, like, you know, you would think, you know, don't leave your kids alone with anybody, you know, I mean, you know, with kindergarten, you can't even trust, you know, I mean, my God, you know, you can't trust the priest anymore, I mean, who the heck can you trust? You
know? Or the teachers, the teachers, I mean, there have been these cases where teachers in schools are having sex with their students. And is it just part of the general deterioration and decline of our society? Or are all these people on prescription antidepressants and they can't control their impulses?
Hi, Mike. I'm going to switch gears. I still got time. I want to talk about Mitch again. And I hope he calls in. You know why, Mike? Because that's his freedom of speech calling it. See, that's what he doesn't understand. you have the ability to call in. If Mike Rivera gets pulled off the air, we can't voice our opinions or anything. So, Mitch, you wouldn't be able to call in no more. You know what I mean? So, how are you going to let people know what you stand for if you can't call in because Mike Rivera is taken off the air? And like Mike, you said, and, you know, John Elkin, you know, we all know this is not about Alex Jones because look at what they did to the Ron Paul's the director.
And there have been more of them today here as well. Now, Mitch was pushing an agenda trying to make Alex Jones seem unsympathetic so we wouldn't support him. But it is about the First Amendment. Anyway, stay on the line. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And basically, you know, Mitch was pushing an agenda. And his agenda, and it wasn't just here. We were seeing this all over call-in shows and everything. They're trying to make Alex Jones look bad so people don't sympathize with his situation. They're trying to create this climate where Americans are going to say, well, he's not a nice guy, therefore there's no big deal about him being deplatformed. And I don't think it's working. In fact, I think the social media corporations weren't prepared for the pushback that has been happening here. Facebook actually restored access to Telesur's webpage. They put it back up. They didn't explain why they took it down in the first place, but it's back up as of today.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to switch gears now. I want to talk about Chris Cuomo, who's like a cheerleader for Antifa on CNN. You know,
yes.
I mean, this what an embarrassment. You know, they're the ones doing all the violence. They're the ones wearing black and, like, just like the brown shirt. I mean, my God, like, this guy's totally corrupted, just like his brother is, Andrew Cuomo in New York. He's a tool.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, did you see? I kind of have to agree. I mean, what do you think what he said, America was really never that great? I mean,
well, obviously, you know, it's made a lot of people very, very angry, including Donald Trump. There was a time when our nation was great, the greatest nation on earth. And again, I think back to that wonderful monologue, that opening monologue on HBO's The Newsroom, where the character of Will McAvoy just gets up there and says, no, America's not great anymore. And he goes down the list of areas where our nation is in decline. And then he continues to say, we were at one point. But for Cuomo to say that, he's basically trying to tell the people of New York, things are not going to get better, and that is not what they want to hear.
Exactly. Hey, Mike, one more thing. I just want to pat myself on the back. I was the one who called you, that was 2 days ago, about the Caspian Sea thing, because you're like saying somebody called. Mike, if you have time, or the listeners have time, if you go on Al Jazeera documentary, just type in Al Jazeera documentary on YouTube or Al Jazeera Caspian, and it's watch the documentary on the Caspian Sea thing going on. It's new. It was only posted a couple days ago. It's about the big deal. I mean, you're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. Like I said, this is a game changer. I mean, people don't
yes.
realize how big a big of a deal this is, you know? But that's all I needed to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we've got another caller waiting on the line, but I'm going to leave him until after station identification because we're almost at the end of the segment. Meanwhile, Queer Eye star Jonathan Van Ness went out on Twitter and basically urged his fans to be tolerant of other ideas and saying that not all Republicans were evil and racist, and boy, did he get attacked. That's what the liberals are pushing. All Republicans are evil and racist. And anybody who doesn't go along with that, they're just going to shred the guy. So the propaganda is getting very extreme out there. And of course, the good news is that when it gets that extreme, people recognize it for what it is. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.